Exclusive, Andy Ogles, Rick Scott offer bill to rename Chinese Embassy Street after Tiananmen Square. By Hannah Knudsen on June 4, 2026. Representative Andy Ogles, RTN, and Senator Rick Scott, RFL, are offering a bill to rename the street in front of the Chinese Embassy after Tiananmen Square, Breitbart News learned exclusively. The bill is formally titled the Tiananmen Square Memorial Act of 2026. As the title suggests, the bill aims to rename the area along International Place Northwest between 3501 International Drive Northwest and 3507 International Place Northwest in Washington, District of Columbia, to Tiananmen Square Memorial Boulevard. According to the text of the bill, announced on the 37th anniversary of the tragic massacre, any reference in a law, map, regulation, document, paper, or other record of the United States to the area referred to in paragraph 1, shall be deemed to be a reference to Tiananmen Square Memorial Boulevard, the bill reads, continuing. The Administrator of General Services shall construct street signs that shall 1. Contain the phrase Tiananmen Square Memorial Boulevard. 2. Be similar in design to the signs used by the District of Columbia to designate the location of metro stations. And 3. Be placed on A. the parcel of federal property that is closest to Tiananmen Square Memorial Boulevard, as redesignated by subsection B1. And B. the street corners of International Drive Northwest and Van Ness Street Northwest and International Drive Northwest and International Place Northwest in Washington, District of Columbia. 37 years ago, the world witnessed the true brutality of the Chinese Communist Party when countless peaceful demonstrators were murdered in cold blood for opposing the communist regime. Scott said in a statement, noting that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has shown no remorse for this horrific event, has never taken accountability, and continues to commit severe human rights violations to this day. This legislation, the Florida senator added, honors the memory of the courageous victims of the Tiananmen Square massacre and condemns the heinous human rights abuses committed by the Chinese Communist Party. Ogles said in a statement that China continues to be ruled by the immoral, genocidal communist regime. Tomorrow marks 37 years since the Tiananmen Square massacre, when the Chinese government attacked its own people, mowing them down in the streets and murdering thousands of innocent demonstrators, Ogles said. As the CCP continues its reign of terror, America must unequivocally condemn its human rights abuses and honor the victims who were slaughtered in 1989. I'm proud to partner with Senator Rick Scott to rename the street outside the Chinese embassy, he said, adding, the CCP may try to erase history, but we will not forget. Related, Star-Spangled Banner in China. America's national anthem played during Trump's visit.